Welcome to Book Devotion. This is Aung Lee, and I'm reading an excerpt from the novel Every Day is for the Thief by Teju Cole. In this excerpt, the narrator, who is a returnee, takes a tour of a local market. Someone pushes me out of the way. I am daydreaming at the market, making myself a target. This is pure idiocy. I check my pockets, make sure I still have my wallet on me, and push my way into the crowd that has gathered in the intersection. Traffic is stalled. I have come for this, to see with my own eyes where this thing happened. The boy, 11, but he has eaten poorly all his life and looks much younger, is crying. He is trying to explain something. "Someone told me to do it," he says. "That man over there." He points, but it is futile. A weary man steps forward and slaps him hard. It's not a bag, it turns out. It's a baby he's accused of stealing. Everyone knows that you can use a stolen baby to make money, to literally manufacture cash, in alliance with the unseen powers. An old car tire, from where, has been quickly sourced. The boy's clothes are torn off. He is knocked down repeatedly. Space has been created out of the congestion. A gaggle of schoolgirls in green and white school uniforms has joined the spectators. And a new twist. In the crowd, there stands a man with a digital camcorder. The single eye of his machine collects the event. This fragile body which, shed of clothes, is now like a dark sapling, swept about in the wind. The tie is flung around the boy. He begins to lose consciousness, but revives into panic when he's doused with petrol. From a distance, two traffic officers, the one they call yellow fever, watch. The splashing liquid is lighter than water. It is fragrant. It drips off him, beads in his woolly hair. He glistens. The begging stops. He stops begging, and he is not yet lit. And then only the last thing, which is soon supplied. The fire catches with a loud gust, and the crowd gasps and inches back. The boy dances furiously, but, hemmed down by the tire, quickly goes prone and still. The most vivid moment in the flat fire's life passes, and his color dulls and fizzles out. The crowd, chattering and sighing and momentarily sated, melts away. The man, with a digicamp, lowers his machine. He too disappears. Traffic quickly reconstitutes around the charred pile. The air smells of rubber, meat, and exhaust. In a few days, it will be as though nothing happened.